Any socialist won't be spared to place him or herself with his allegiances to countries, be they extinct or states. So I'm not going to spare you. Where would you place yourself? Where are sympathies to existing or former governments? For example, what is your position on Cuba?
I have not been to Cuba. I would like to go to Cuba. I think that all of the states, all of the countries that have had social revolutions have faced a very special problem, and this begins with the Soviet Union. I think I've been clear already that I viewed the developments there as tragic and then ultimately criminal. And I think part of that, Cuba falls under this, I'm taking just a moment with this, part of that was a mistake inherent in the theories of Leninism, which called for a vanguard party, which had a monopoly on the truth and therefore did not allow genuine democracy. And I think that was an error inherent in Leninist and Trotskyist thinking. But part of it was also on the fact that those countries were surrounded from the beginning by hostile forces.
And who knows? Surrounded and invaded.
Invaded, yes. The Civil War in the Soviet Union was an extremely devastating experience for them. And then the cordon sanitaire, which was imposed by the West. And I think Americans need to have some sympathy with the fact that we began our revolution with our main opposer or opponent, Great Britain, thousands of miles distant, and we made the revolution and then really had no enemies that could threaten us. And I think we need to be a little bit patient with countries that in fact are surrounded and threatened. Within that framework, I think Cuba has made very genuine strides in areas of health and housing and education. And when people ask me, are there countries in the world that I think are socialist? The answer is no. I don't think any of them are at this point. But I would include both Cuba and the Nordic countries as two examples. One of them in Cuba being a serious effort to achieve a balance in the economy and taking it away from people who had great wealth and really providing education and health care. And the other being the Nordic countries, which have maintained to a great extent political freedom and diversity, but have achieved at least a welfare state, which is far better than anything we have here. In neither country are workers genuinely free to organize. They're not free in, they're free to organize in the Nordic countries, but the capitalists remain in control of the economy. They're not free to organize in Cuba, and I would be critical of that and demand the right of free trade unions in Cuba, which means the right to oppose the government. I think any socialist society must accept the right of working people to have their own independent organizations, including the right to go on strike even if the government doesn't approve of that. And there I think Cuba fails, but I'm not going to get into a shouting match against Cuba at all. And I think the interest of the United States and the CIA has been to make sure that every revolutionary change in the world went the worst possible direction. We were never interested in seeing a revolution succeed. We were never interested in funding it or helping it in any way at all. We wanted it to fail so we could say, well, you see, revolution fails. And in Vietnam, which is a horrifying example, we have managed to kill during that war, which is 25 years ago, over 2 million Vietnamese, devastated the country. We got no gain from this at all. Vietnam never posed a threat to us. It is one of the greatest crimes of the last century, was the American invasion of Vietnam. But we wanted to make very sure that no one in Asia would look to Vietnam as a possible example. We wanted to crush the chances of a progressive revolution with any democratic elements to it succeeding. And I think this is one of the crimes I would lay against the doors of the capitalist structure, is its animosity to democratic social change.